And then we can talk about some of the impact of depression. The highs can cause you trouble. They're often evident to other people. But even with the depressed phase, patients themselves will self-report, compared to the general population, lower levels of satisfaction with their overall health, with their own mental health, quality of life in terms of work and social functioning and family life, are self-identified among people with bipolar depression as being lower than is the case in the general population. So they know something is off. They may or may not be able to put their finger on it. And part of our challenge as the interviewers or the assessors is to not just say, are you depressed, but what kind of depression this may be. And seeing this marked impairment is one of the tip-offs as well. Unipolar depression certainly can be impairing. But when you meet someone who's had many hospitalizations or grave impairment, real trouble functioning, and you start to scratch your head and think, is there more than, quote, just depression going on? You start to think about these things.